The win came after the Alameda County Board of Supervisors unanimously passed a budget allocating $20 million for Alameda Health System, preventing imminent layoffs and extending outpatient behavioral health programs through the fall. Derek Boutte, the East Bay Regional Vice President of Union SEIU 1021.
So we look forward to continue working collectively together with each other, supporting each other. We all know the impact that is coming back, coming around to us with HR1 that's threatening health care and is also threatening the impact of our jobs. But we were able to organize together, rally together, and fight back layoffs.
Right.
The budget approval came at a critical time, as the $1 trillion of health care cuts from HR1, also known as the Big Beautiful Bill, went into effect 1 year ago this month. The impacts are being felt across the nation. The cuts also threaten healthcare access locally, as over 160,000 Alameda County residents rely on subsidized healthcare services like Medicaid. The Alameda Health System Board of Trustees preemptively attempted to impose layoffs as a cost-saving measure in December of last year, ahead of the federal cuts. When union members found this out, they turned to the Board of Supervisors for help, eventually gaining the support of District 5 Supervisor Nikki Fortunato Bass. This is Agnes Cho, Bass's senior policy advisor.
This coming year, we will feel impacts of Trump's draconian and horrible HR1 policy. But with the county, with the Board of Supervisors, with Nikki, we will keep fighting for a strong, sustainable public health care system and for all of the workers here today and inside that hospital that make it possible. So thank you for your courage. Thank you for your care. Thank you for the work that you do. And let's keep fighting.
All right.
Neil Leibert is a rehab counselor who has been in the field for 17 years. And he says the win is exciting for patients and for the countless jobs that were saved. However, it's a bittersweet victory because the outpatient behavioral health program that he is a part of is still on the chopping block.
It's a little bit of a struggle for me because my program still has not gotten that rescinding of the layoffs. My program is on the bubble. I work in outpatient psychiatry, behavioral health, and we do a lot of good work for the county, helping people stay out of John George, stay out of Santa Rita, stay out of the ERs. And we've got a really good community there that's been there for quite a while. And taking away this supportive community from these patients is going to leave them with really nowhere to land.
He hopes the county can figure out a way to save the program so patients can continue receiving the services they need. For KPFA News, I'm Andrea Jimenez.